There are some mysteries that are not meant to be solved, but instead they are lived. And today I think that we celebrate the mystery of our faith, the Trinity. We profess that there is one God and that there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it is a mystery that many theologians have spent hundreds and thousands of years trying to explain, but no explanation really ever captures the entirety of it. And perhaps that's because the Trinity is not primarily a math problem to be solved, but it's actually a relationship. And it's good for us to remember that God is not solitary. He does not come on his own and hide from everyone else. From all eternity, we know that the Father loves the Son, and that that love is so tied together that it is so real and it is so perfect that it becomes another person, the Holy Spirit. So God is a communion of love. And before God created the world, before God created the stars, before God created the oceans, before God created everything, even us, there was love before all of that even started. And because God is love, he created us not to become isolated from each other, but instead to live in communion with one another and with him. That truth does give us a beautiful lens, I think, to see what we're celebrating today. For those of you who just came to the 4:30 p.m. Mass, I'm sorry, but we have a few things to celebrate today here at Immaculate Conception. We gather first to give thanks for Father Lou Pigemot and for 60 years of priesthood. 60 years. I only have six. So I don't know, that's quite a lot for me. Think about the countless baptisms, though, the weddings, the funerals, the confessions, the masses, the hospital visits, the conversations that he had. Think of the thousands of lives that have been touched through six decades of faithful ministry. The priesthood is not simply a job, but it's a participation in the very life of Jesus, who is our good shepherd, who gathers all of us into communion with one another, with the Father, and through the Holy Spirit. For 60 years, Father Lou has spent his life helping people encounter the Trinity. Every baptism was done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every Mass has drawn people into the saving sacrifice of Christ. Every act of ministry has pointed people toward the God who is love. And so, of course, to Father Lou, on behalf of this parish, as well as St. Justin's, I see a number of St. Justin's people here today, we do want to thank you for your faithfulness. It's been a gift to the church. And we're grateful that part of that story has been lived here at Immaculate Conception. And today we also give thanks for Father Rosario. Monday, he begins a new chapter as pastor at St. Paschal Bailon. Whenever a priest receives a new assignment, it certainly has a lot of mixture of emotions. There's excitement for what lies ahead, but there's also the sadness in leaving behind those who he has gotten to know as a family. And Father Rosario has served this community very generously for, I believe it's been 6 years, no? Has it been 6 years that you've been here, Father Rosario? Two and a half? Oh. I was ordained 6 years. That's the number. That's what I was thinking. But for those 2.5 years, he has been very generous. Of course, he's celebrated sacraments. He's preached gospel. He's walked with many families in moments of joy and moments of sorrow. And I think he's really helped to build the life of this parish. So we thank God for his ministry, too, for him being among us, and we pray, of course, that God will bless him abundantly as he begins this new job, this new responsibility as pastor. And I suspect that if Father Rosario were standing here talking and giving the homily, he would agree that one of the greatest blessings of priesthood is really the relationships that are built. It really is. The Trinity does remind us that relationships matter because they reveal something about God's own life to us. And when we lose someone, that's why we're sad. They have shown us who God's love really is, what it looks like. And so finally, I want to offer my own personal word of gratitude. Because 5 months ago, none of us would have expected the circumstances that have brought me here. Following Father Troja's passing, I was asked to serve as administrator here and at Mount Carmel during what was a very difficult and unexpected time for all of us. I came knowing that I could never replace Father Troja, and I would not even try. I have a good impersonation of him, though. My task, though, was simply to just help to guide the parishes through this season of transition until your new administrator would arrive, and praise God, in 11 days he will. But what I have found here was that there is a real community of faith that's here. You all welcomed me very warmly. You prayed for me. You were patient with me as I got to know your name, as I got to know the customs here. You supported me as I tried to run 3 parishes at once. And most importantly, you reminded me again, the church is not a building and the church is not a program, but that the church is our family. So today, I simply would say thank you. Thank you for your kindness and your prayers, for your encouragement, for your faith, and for allowing me to walk with you during these past months. And as I leave, I do so with confidence because I know that God is going to continue to guide this parish. The same Father that created you and the same Son that walks with you is, of course, walking with you in faith today. Love always sends. The Trinity teaches us that love is never meant to remain closed in on itself. Love always sends. The Father sends the Son. The Son and the Father send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit sends the church into the world. And so today, Father Lou's 60 years of priesthood remind us of a life that's spent in service. Father Rosario is being sent to a new mission, and I am returning to my responsibilities elsewhere at one parish. And of course, I also have a new job where I'm going to be working at the seminary. Soon, Father Alex Clark is going to arrive to begin his ministry to you. And so through all of these changes that happen, and all of us experience these changes, one thing remains constant, and that is that God is faithful. The Trinity has been present in every chapter of this parish's history. The Trinity is present today, and the Trinity will be present in every chapter that is to come. May we continue to live in that communion of love, always trusting in the Father and following the Son and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.